We have a ritual at our Thanksgiving table where we go around the table and talk about what are we thankful for. I know many of you probably do that too. Obviously, the people of Israel had much to be thankful for. But I think sometimes we forget to say who we are thankful to, who gives us these great blessings, where they come from, why they're here. The people of Israel were greatly blessed by God, and every time they got blessed by God, they got cocky and self-assured and thought they were doing so good, and they began to forget to tell people how much God was the source of their blessing, and then things began to go wrong. We get comfortable. We get fat. Boy, I got fat on Thanksgiving. We get full. We get happy. We have good lives. We have a beautiful church. We have fancy new blue shiny cars. We have beautiful car you got out there, Phil. I was impressed with his new Miata. We have wonderful things. God gives us much. But when we forget where these things come from, whose will it is that allows us to have them, then sometimes God has to remind us that it's still He who is in charge.
Amen.
Amen. Someone asked me last Sunday what I was doing for my knees, because they've been bothering me. I know you've seen me on crutches some of the time and with a cane some of the time. It's not been a whole lot of fun. The pain has sometimes been so bad that I have had to just stop whatever I was doing and put my feet up and take some medicine and wait for it to go away. God has taken my mobility and made me thankful just for the ability to walk up and down those two or three stairs to get to the pulpit. I'm not dancing yet, but I'm going up and down those stairs without any pain, and for that I am deeply thankful to God. I'm thankful to God, too, that He provides us with doctors and nurses and medicines and hospitals and clinics and all the rest of the stuff that He provides us. And while those things do good, they are also gifts from Him. I'm thankful to have a comfortable, warm place. I'm thankful to have family. I'm thankful to have turkey and ham and leftovers in the refrigerator. I'm real thankful for that because I'm going to go eat some after church is over. But it's to God that I am thankful. I'm thankful for having a wife who cooks and cleans and does what she can to make my life better. I'm thankful for having a church that shares their faith with me and gives me this place where I can serve Him. But I'm thankful to Him for all those things. We as a church are thankful for those who've gone before, for our traditions, for our house of worship here, for our property, for our many blessings. But if I don't use my blessings in the service of God, how long will I be blessed? Will God say, I've blessed you, but you don't do my work? Will He continue to bless me? Maybe, maybe not. If the church does not use its blessings for God's work, for God's purposes, for God, then we're just another house, another place, another meeting. We are God's people. We do God's work. We are supposed to be about God's business. It's hard to be God's people in the world. It's hard to be people of light. It's hard to be people of love. It's hard to be people of truth. Somebody once said, the truth will make you free. And I know that's true because the truth has made me free of money. It's made me free of relationships. I've lost a few girlfriends for telling the truth. It's made me free of jobs. because I had to tell the truth. And sometimes the truth is the thing people least want to hear. Yeah. Sometimes the truth is not real easy for me to hear either. God wants us to be His people. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be greatly blessed. He wants to love us, and He wants us to love Him, and He wants it to be a wonderful world. And in so many ways it is. But as the writer of Deuteronomy says, if you forget the Lord, your God, then He may well forget you. I don't want God to forget me. I don't want God to lose sight of me. I want to keep His attention by doing His work. I may do it poorly. I may not do it well. I may make a mess out of what I do for Him. But if I keep trying to do His work and His will, if I keep praying to Him for His direction, if I keep asking Him what He wants of me and where He wants me to go and how He wants me to do, then maybe I'll get it right a little bit. At the very least, I'll keep His attention, because He'll keep going, that potter just keeps messing up. I tell you, I don't know what to do with him. But if I'm messing up by trying to do His work, then at least I am about His work. We all know the story of the prodigal son, the son who comes home after messing up his whole life. The father doesn't kick him out, doesn't put him with the herdsmen. No, he invites him in. He gives him a party. He shares all his wealth with him. Is he disappointed at where he's been and what he's done up till now? Sure he is. Is he disappointed with us? Sometimes. Do we miss the point? Sometimes. Do we not get it right? Sometimes. Do we forget to speak up? The other day when somebody asked me what I was doing for my knees, I told them all about the medicine and the doctors. I forgot to say the most important thing. I'm praying all day, every day. And when it hurts, twice as much. Amen. God has reminded me how much the simple blessings are so important. When I worked ambulance service, we used to say, air was something people didn't appreciate until they couldn't get it. If you've ever seen somebody struggling to breathe, you know how important air is to them. It's like water in the desert. We take water for granted. In fact, sometimes, especially the people in the Northeast right now, would like a little less of it. 30-foot storm surge can just make a mess out of your business, your home, your beach, your even your roller coaster. But when you're in the desert, it's the stuff of life. Our Bethel Pond is now an okra patch. God's taken away the water, at least for now. I believe He'll bring it back. But He sure gave us some good okra. I made some good gumbo out of some of that leftover turkey. God gives us so much. And yet we, in our limited perspective, in our narrow-minded and short-sighted view of the world, complain about all the things we don't have. Worry about all the stuff that we can't get. Struggle to get more and at a better price. Did you see the Black Friday hordes going into the stores? I made the mistake of going to Lowe's in the middle of the afternoon, and there were still people who were running around there just looking harried and harassed, and they had to get this and they had to get that, and I'm going, let me out of here. I just want a couple of things. Try not to get run over here. Or shot at. We're cutting in line. We live in an insane world. Because we have lost our relationship with God. We've lost our understanding that He loves us so much that we are already so rich that we don't need anything else. And yet, we do think we need the newest, the latest, the tastiest, the whatever. And that's okay. As long as we remember whose it is, where it comes from, and who to thank on this Thanksgiving. Phil has given us a wonderful rundown of what is coming, the Advent season, the Christmas season, the celebration of the birth of Christ, that God was born into the world. We like our Christmas gifts. We like our Thanksgiving dinners. We like our families. We like our victories, and we're stung by our defeats. We love our game, whether it be football or some other. We love to contend, to see who's number one, who's the best defense, who's got the best offense, who's going to be able to pass it the furthest and kick it the hardest and hit the hardest. And all of that brings out the best in us, as long as we don't forget who gave us the ability to kick and run and throw and play. It is God's field on which we play the game of life. It is God's world that He has given us, and we take it for granted and use it sometimes horribly. We crack the bones of the earth to get natural gas out. We drill into the heart of the earth to get oil out. We bore into the core of the earth to get its heat to turn into steam, to make electricity so we can have all these things that we consider civilization. And we forget that all of these things are only possible because of the gift of the earth He has given us. What if He took that gift away? What if the earth ceased to exist? What if it ceased to be a place where we could live or breathe or do the things we do? It could happen. If you don't believe me, just watch the television. There are many programs about the possibility of apocalypses. And I say apocalypses because they have all kinds of ways of destroying the world in television land. Floods, fires, meteors, plagues. I mean, they just love to get into that stuff. But we as Christians have a different story, one of life, rebirth, new creation brought into existence because God loves us, not only enough to give us this world to live in, but to send His Son to save us from our own failures, fallacies, limitations, ability to mess things up. And still, we don't think we have enough. Thank you, God. Thank you for this world. Thank you for these people. Thank you for this place. Thank you for your Son. Remind us always to give thanks. Because as soon as we forget that all of this is from God, then we run the risk that He might forget us. I don't want to be forgotten. If I'm remembered for my mistakes, that's okay. If I'm remembered for my successes, that's better. If I'm remembered as a child of His who squalled and made messes and tried to clean him up and did the best he could, then that's good enough for me. Thank you, God, for letting me be here with these people, with all of you. Amen. Thank you for being here with me. Amen.
Amen.